So I'm trying to narrow it down to five, which is very difficult. There's so many things that you could put.
Yeah.
I think the biggest one is just knowing that there's support and reaching out for support. Mm-hmm. So many people still, I think, there's a bit of a stigma about reaching out. And yeah. People think they have to be in crisis to need support. But really, during these periods when people are so stressed with uni assignments, I just need check-ins. Sometimes it's accountability or reminders of what they can be doing for themselves or, you know, just having someone they can go to talk to or vent to. I think that's really important. And that can be someone like myself. That can also be friends or parents or your resident tutor. Or there's so many supports built into UC, but we know that people have their own lives and support systems as well. So yeah. Whoever people are most comfortable relying on, I'd encourage them to reach out and try to just make sure they have consistent support throughout the semester so yeah. they don't get to a point where it's all built up and they feel alone and, you know, it feels really hard to manage. So just kind of consistently having those in place is really useful.
And how do people go about reaching out to you and booking an appointment?
So if they want to reach out to me, I have a couple QR codes floating around campus. There's one on the reception window, one on the well-being door. Mm-hmm. They can also send me an email at studentwellbeing@unifalls.unimelb.
Yep.
We'll get that. can stop by the office. I'm really flexible. So some people I see for ongoing counseling throughout the semester. Other times, I just like people to know if my door is open, please just walk in. If it's open, it means I'm free. So I'm always happy to see people anytime.
Are you here every day?
Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
9 to 5.
Perfect.
Yes.
Cool. What type of things would you talk to people for? Like, if someone's trying to work out if it's, like, bad enough to see you for?
Yeah. That's a really good point, and actually that phrase, bad enough, I think is something people sit with, and they're like, my problems aren't bad enough to go see someone for counseling. And really, I would say anything that's causing anyone any kind of distress, or if they want advice about something, or they want to just explore and learn more about themselves, counseling isn't always just because someone's really struggling. Sometimes it's because people want to take a look at how to really tune into their values and who they want to be and try to kind of close that gap between what's happening here, like in this present moment in their lives and, you know, the future goals they have. So I talk to students about literally anything and everything. Which is not to say I'm an expert on anything and everything. If there are things outside of my wheelhouse, I can absolutely support students to access external providers. Mm-hmm. But I would say everything from mental health to challenges with friends. This year, it's been a lot of students still transitioning to finding their friend groups and feeling a bit isolated and where their place is in our community. Yeah. Family issues, uni stress. Sometimes people just pop down just to say hi and have a chat and a cup of tea, which is also great as well, because then again, there can be a bit of that rapport where they know who I am. So if they need anything, it's not an unfamiliar face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, pretty broad.
Yeah, that's great. I think that'll clear up things for people, so that's really good.
So. It's been good this year, though, actually, being back in person. It's
made
such a difference. And people are always able to do Zoom as well if they want to, but most people are choosing in-person appointments because it makes all the difference.
Totally. I think people are so sick of Zoom. I don't know.
I'm so sick of it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Have you had more or less interest in people speaking to you this year compared to last year?
It's been about the same.
Yeah.
But I think there's been a little bit less of the intensity in terms of isolation and things people experienced during COVID. So it still comes in some forms, like naturally being in a new environment if people aren't connected to friends yet, but it's just a lot different. There's more security. So I think that's helped. So still seeing a lot of people, but I think it's gone back to being a bit more around general mental health and general uni stress and things like that. And occasionally things rise that are a bit, you know, that might require some more frequent or regular support, because sometimes students do have significant challenges with mental health and they have suicidal ideation or self-harm or something that we need to support with. But for the most part, it's just been, it's a really nice year to see people are finding their feet again.
Yeah, definitely. I think it helps a lot to not be just stuck in that college bubble where sometimes like problems can feel like they are everything when you can't get out.
Absolutely. And people I think can really feel like they're alone in what they're experiencing.
Yeah.
And yet there's so many other people that are here that are probably experiencing something similar.
Totally.
So it's really, that's why it's so great to build connections with other students as well, because I think sometimes they can be the greatest source of support and advice because they're living through it and experiencing it as well.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
And tip number two would be to try and find a balance and routine that works for you. Coming to college, I think, can be a really massive transition, obviously, for many ways, but you don't have the natural structure that's built into school and from family and other things you would have been involved in. So when you're here and you're starting to become independent and making your own schedule, figuring out what balance looks like for you and what's important to you, what do you need as a part of your day to help you be successful. So obviously a massive part of that's going to be uni. But then there's also other parts of your life that are important, like your social life, having friends and being able to, you know, deepen connections with students here at UC, taking care of your physical health and your mental health. What do you need to do that during the day? So trying to create a bit of a schedule. Some people love a rigid schedule where they can kind of block out certain times during the day. So from 1 to 2 o'clock I'm studying, from 2 to 3 I'm going for a walk, something like that. Other people just like to have a sense of what they need. And I really encourage people to do daily check-ins with themselves to just say, how am I feeling? What do I need today? Because there might be days where you're absolutely exhausted, where you might need to build in a bit of time for rest, or you know that means you need to get out for a walk. So where can you fit that in? So just developing a bit of schedule, but also having a bit of flexibility within that, because college is also very spontaneous, and we know that things can pop up, and someone could knock on your door and want to go do something, so you have to have a sense of where your priorities are and what you need to get done. So.
Yeah, I think that's a really good tip. And also probably making sure that you get to the meal times. I know when times get stressful and people feel like there's a lot on their plate, they can skip breakfast or lunch particularly. And yeah, I think they're really important to get to and have that social break too.
Absolutely, and a bit of a mental break, because I think it is so normal for all of us to get really invested in doing one thing, and when it's a priority and it's important, then sometimes taking time to spend time with friends or go to meals or things like that might feel like you're not doing enough or you're not investing enough time. But really, if we let those things slide, then your well-being isn't going to be as optimal as you want it to be, which means that if you're not, your body isn't fueled by the food, you're not going to have the same amount of concentration or focus or energy you're going to need to get through. So you can be successful in all areas of your life and not feel like you have to let things slack in one area just to be successful in another. It's all about creating that balance. And it's not easy, and it takes time. And if you consider that there's going to be different things at different points in your lives that are coming up, there might be just some more stressful times where you have a lot more on your plate. You might need to kind of readjust what your priorities are, what you need during that period. So just constantly, I think, checking in with yourself about what's going on and what you need can really help you to be on top of that.
Number three.
Let me get my list down. Taking care of physical well-being. So we kind of just touched on that a bit, but just like you mentioned, I think it's so easy to let things slide in terms of taking care of yourself when you're focused especially on uni. So making sure you're eating well-balanced meals. And the kitchen really tries to cater for all dietary requirements, but we also have a food committee, and we really try to take on student feedback. So if you feel like you're not getting enough of something or you need something, let us know. Try to advocate for yourselves a bit, because I think that that's a really massive thing. But that also means, you know, things you've probably heard other adults in your life say, but make sure you're trying to put some green things on your plate, and you're trying to eat some fruit, and you're ideally eating three meals and, you know, some snacks a day. I think it's really important to keep yourself fueled, to just have enough energy to get through a day. So whatever's healthy for you. I don't talk to people about what healthy means exactly, because I think that's different for every individual, but trying to really just have a healthy, well-rounded diet and what's going to fuel you best. So not just caffeine and coffee and Red Bulls and things to get you through, especially during the exam period, because I know it's very easy to kind of go towards things that are going to give you a quick sugar and caffeine hit, but that can really lead to a crash. And so you really want to eat things that are going to help to fuel your body so your brain can concentrate and have more memory retention. And those are quick and easy, and I'm not saying don't do them, but just maybe try to counter that with also eating some other things. So that's one. And then sleep. That is just massive, not just during exam time, but throughout the whole semester. It's really hard to maintain a schedule in college because there's so much going on. But if you can get 8 hours of sleep a night and stay on a routine, it's just absolutely crucial for functioning optimally. Sometimes I hear people say that they'll pull all-nighters or they'll lose sleep during the week so they can sleep in and catch up on the weekends, but that actually really doesn't work like that. You can't just make up lost hours, so it's really about getting a bit of a routine. Try to have a bit of a sleep schedule where you, or like a wind-down routine where you have a certain time, you maybe try to aim to get to bed, and you just allow for yourself to actually do that. Sometimes you have to prioritize sleep over social things, and that can be hard, but if you kind of think about the outcome of what that's going to give you, like having more energy and rest and staying on routine for the week, that can be really helpful. So I know that's a hard one, but it's just a very important one to try and prioritize if possible. And then my last one is exercise, and I'm not one that says you need to go do any kind of HIIT classes all the time or anything like that, but just sometimes getting out of your room, get some fresh air, just some gentle movement, even a couple times a week. But it's another thing that people can hunker down in the library and start studying and forget to get up. They just don't move. So your body's in like a frozen state while you're studying, and that really isn't so helpful because then your body needs to remember that, you know, it needs movement. That's actually something that's going to help stimulate your brain. It's going to help you to be able to focus and concentrate. It's going to produce some serotonin and other, you know, chemicals in your body that are going to help you to improve your mood. Yeah. So lots of positives from exercise. So whatever that looks like for you. We have yoga on Saturdays from 10 to 11. So that's something that I'd encourage people to do as well. It's great for stress and anxiety reduction. That's every Saturday in the academic center, so that's a really great one. And we do have, obviously, the small gyms here, and we have access to such beautiful parks around us and things, so find what you love and just try and do it every once in a while. It doesn't even have to be every day, but just kind of make sure you're doing that as well, because if these students are still trying to find their friend groups and they feel like there's little cliques already formed that they can't break into, but in reality, I think students are still trying to navigate who students are. There's 300 plus students here at the moment, so to really find who you connect with, who you want to be friends with, it's not always easy. And it's normal for people coming in to have social anxieties or have anxiety come about, because putting yourself out there in this kind of environment can be pretty intimidating. So kind of being gentle on yourself, that that's a really common experience that students have, but also that there's no set time in which you have to make friends. So if you didn't find your best friends during a week, that's okay. Most people didn't. So it's okay to kind of know that putting yourself out there isn't a lost cause throughout the year. I think students are still looking for opportunities to meet people. Maybe you can try to think about whether you want to join a club or do an activity or find people with similar interests in that way, because that can really help to connect. But just trying to think about small steps you can take to put yourself out of your comfort zone, because we're all wired for connection. We all need friends. We all, you know, don't want to feel isolated living in a college environment. So sometimes that can be really tricky. This is definitely something to reach out and talk about if you're, if anyone's feeling like they're having a lot of anxiety with putting themselves out there or finding their friend group. That can be really useful to talk about with myself or even with other students, just because it's a very common natural occurrence, but it can impact people's well-being. The more isolated you feel, the harder it is to feel connected to other things in your life. So just knowing that that's an experience that's really common and making sure that people can continue to try to take small steps. Dip your toe into things at whatever rate is comfortable for you, and yeah, don't forget to ask for help along the way with it.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think there was one more, and it was just kind of being compassionate towards yourself and having some realistic expectations. I think it's so easy for people to be hard on themselves. They have expectations that they need to get the best grades, they need to get everything right, that every friendship needs to go smoothly. And college is an environment, and going to uni is an environment where you're not going to get it all right. And it's a period of growth in people's lives where I think they're figuring out who they are and who they want to be. And that means you're not always going to know. And I think just trying to be as compassionate as you can with yourself and knowing that's just a part of growing up and part of the experience of living, that if you're having a tough time or you're going through something really hard, you know, beating yourself up about it isn't going to be helpful. So trying to just be kind and, again, seeking support. I know that's been my thread throughout this whole chat, but, you know, just being hard on yourself for using negative talk isn't going to be helpful. So trying to kind of reframe that into being a bit more compassionate. I always kind of encourage people to think, like, if you can't be compassionate towards yourself, imagine your best friend going through the same situation, and what would you say to them? You know, if they were really struggling with something, like, what kind of advice would you give to them? Maybe that's a good place to start, because I don't think it's a very natural thing. People are always taught of how to be kind to themselves, so that's a good way to know what it looks like, and then take small steps to try and apply that to yourself, because everybody deserves that.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, especially for the people that are juggling, like, uni and maybe a job and college life.
Absolutely.
It's a lot, and it's really difficult. And as you say, college is often pretty spontaneous sometimes, so it's really difficult to plan out every minute of your life and do everything perfectly, and that's never going to work. So you've got to be patient.
Absolutely, and your worth isn't tied to just one grade and one assessment, and it can feel that way sometimes, but you are not the entirety of that grade. There's so much more to people, and sometimes I think, when I said setting realistic expectations, it's just allowing for that flexibility where maybe you don't get the best grade, but you've put in so much work and you've actually learned a lot. And I think because in school they are really focused on grades and getting to uni and your career outcomes, that we don't also focus on the actual growth and learning that happens along the way. So it's just an important thing to remember that you probably still got something. You know? You still got something out of your experience. What was it? What can you take away from it? Thank you.